Hey there, amazing people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighbor guide to navigating the messy, beautiful world of relationships, starting with the most important one. The one you have with yourself. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high with love and connection, the next you're plummeting into anxiety or fear of abandonment. You know that feeling when it feels like your romantic relationships are constantly reflecting some internal struggle you can't quite grasp? Well, my friend, today we're diving deep into something called attachment styles, those subconscious patterns we develop in our early years that shape how we connect with others and ourselves throughout life. And guess what? Understanding them can be a total game changer for your mental health. So strap yourselves in, because we're about to unlock some major secrets about love, relationships, and the amazing power of self-awareness. Firstly, let's get real. Attachment styles are like personality archetypes when it comes to love. We each have a unique way of relating to others based on our childhood experiences. Think of it like this: if your parents were super reliable and emotionally available growing up, you probably developed a secure attachment style. You feel comfortable being close to people, trusting them, and communicating your needs openly. Now, if your early experiences weren't so smooth sailing, you might have developed something called an anxious or avoidant attachment style. Anxious folks often crave connection but worry about being abandoned. They can be super sensitive to their partner's emotions and sometimes jump to conclusions in relationships. Avoidant types, on the other hand, prioritize independence and self-reliance. They might struggle with emotional intimacy and pull away when things get too close. There's also a fascinating type called fearful avoidant. These folks want connection but fear rejection and getting hurt. They can be caught in a tug of war between wanting closeness and pushing people away. Here's the beauty part. Even if you've been stuck in a pattern that's not serving you, you can absolutely learn to write your story. The key is recognizing these attachment patterns, understanding their roots, and starting to consciously choose different ways of relating. Imagine this. You're at a party and someone catches your eye. Instead of instantly retreating because of your avoidant tendencies, you take a deep breath, remember those amazing conversations with secure friends, and decide to go or say hello. That's the power of awareness. It allows you to step outside your comfort zone and build healthier connections. Think about it like learning a new language. It takes time and practice, but with each interaction, you get better at communicating your needs and desires in a way that feels authentic and genuine. You learn to trust again, open up more, and experience the joy of truly connecting with others. So what can you do right now to start healing your attachment style? First, take some time for self-reflection. Think about your past relationships. What patterns do you see emerging? Are there certain triggers that make you feel anxious or insecure? Journaling is a fantastic tool for exploring these thoughts and emotions. Next, focus on building a solid foundation of self-love. Practice self-compassion, forgive yourself for past mistakes, and remind yourself daily of all the amazing things about you. When you feel secure in your own skin, it's easier to approach relationships with confidence and authenticity. Finally, seek support if you need it. Talking to a therapist can be incredibly helpful in understanding your attachment style, developing coping mechanisms, and creating healthier relationship patterns. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but keep moving forward with kindness, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. Today's episode is all about planting those seeds of awareness. I hope it inspires you to start exploring your attachment style and understand how it influences your relationships. And hey, if this resonated with you, share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the love and help each other build stronger connections. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of real talk about navigating the wonderful world of relationships. Until then, remember, you are loved, you are worthy, and you deserve to have fulfilling and joyful connections in your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.